What I would say in terms of the Canada Growth Fund is what I hear from Canadians and from Canadian businesses, especially in wake of the Inflation Reduction Act, is Canada has to move fast, and Canada has to move faster than we have hitherto. So we are moving quickly to structure the Canada Growth Fund. We're going to be fully transparent in how we stand it up, and details are going to be forthcoming in the coming weeks and months. But I really believe, given the hundreds of billions of dollars that the US is deploying, we cannot allow the US to suck all of that investment south of the border.
Part four of Division One should be more properly developed, and the corporation should be created. You're saying pay you the $2 billion. What are you going to do with it? You don't. The company's not even created. We don't know anything about the con about the company. I'm very disappointed in the bill. I want to talk about part four, Division One on the Canada Growth Fund. And I have some concerns about that section of the bill. It's going to provide $2 billion to you as minister to buy shares in a corporation which does not exist. There's no legislation which tells us anything about this yet to be created corporation. We don't know anything about the composition of the board, or even whether there will be a board. There's nothing to tell us about the financial controls that will be exercised over the $2 billion. And there's nothing to indicate what the governance structure is going to be. And equally concerning, there's a section there in that part of the bill that says that the $2 billion isn't the most that's going to be paid out. It leaves it quite open that there could be future monies coming out of the Consolidated Revenue Fund, and there's no limit on it. So what I don't understand is why, if you're going to establish a fund with money of that magnitude, why isn't there a separate bill which would outline the specifics of the company, and also what the company's going to do, what the mandate is, what the objectives are, what the board composition is going to be. So it's really concerning to see $2 billion going out with an explanation. I think there were 17 lines there, and it leaves it quite open that additional monies can be paid out of the Consolidated Revenue Fund. So why is there not a separate piece of legislation?
Well, thank you for the question, and thank you for focusing on what I actually believe is one of the most important elements of this. Was introduced in the budget and elaborated on in the fall economic statement, and something that I see as one of the most important elements of our green transition. The Canada Growth Fund will actually be capitalized at $15 billion, and the objective is for that government money to pull in private capital at a ratio of at least 3 to 1. It will be managed by professionals. We understand that we need to have actual investment professionals do this work. It's going to do perform some very sophisticated jobs in the green transition, including contracts for difference, which we are hearing from investors in Canada and outside Canada is a really important element to ensure that people have the confidence in our carbon pricing system to invest in it. And I'll just add one more thing. I do want to
Yeah,
hear your
I
next
just want to
question,
ask for
Senator.
clarity on something.
But to the question of why are we doing it now, I would say to you two things. One, the green transition, we have to act quickly. But from my perspective, the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act added to the urgency with which Canada needs to act. They are deploying hundreds of billions of dollars to invest in the green transition. We need to move really, really fast.
But
And so getting this fund in place quickly is more important than ever.
sister, you can't put the fund in place. You're saying, give me the $2 billion, I'll buy some shares, but the company doesn't even exist. The company doesn't exist, and you're giving us all this information verbally. If that's the mandate of this soon to be or this corporation you're talking about, why isn't it in the legislation? I mean, you know, we're looking at this. There's 17 lines there to justify spending at least $2 billion, and then it leaves it wide open for there to be additional appropriations coming out of the Canada Revenue Fund. Like, I'm just very, very surprised to see it. $2 billion with no explanation within the bill over how the $2 billion is going to be controlled. The company's not even created, and what are you going to buy shares in? There's no company yet.